Hare Krishna, Priya Vrata. Stick it in somewhere. I think I was talking about it before. How there may be what a neophyte is. As Prabhupada said, well, often when you start temples and ashrams, you attract neophytes. And thus he was more focused on and prioritizing his book production and book distribution, because it said this is, you know, spreading this knowledge is what it's about. Oh. And then whether there are temples or not, that's less important. He actually wrote that, I have a quote somewhere. So this neophyte yes, we were very much neophytes when we came. And I think that goes for the very most part of all of us here in the Western countries, at least. Or maybe most of us today. Because we grow up in, you know, with just a few exceptions, rather Western influenced materialistic societies, rather than in Vaishnava families. Receiving Gurukul Vaishnava education. So, and yeah, I mean, you know, I was pretty much there in the recruiting department, preaching to try to attract new members to come and join and live with us, but then also to help and train and assist those as Bhakta leader or whatever. So, and sometimes I brought such new Bhaktas, Bhaktins, new devotees into a radio studio. And I asked, you know, why did you come here? And I was amazed at the answer. At the answers I got. And I think, well, you know, Krishna says in the Gita that people come to him, some because, what is it they say? Well, they need money. Well, isn't that? Or they are curious. And you know, we could see that, and some were actually in search of the absolute truth. And we saw the same on those devotees who came and joined. Now, what I noticed, and we noticed back then at least, well, you know, there were many young people back in the 70s and 80s and 90s too, for that sake, and I bet they're still around, who would just outsiders. They could hardly take care of themselves. Maybe they were broken on drugs. Couldn't get a job. Couldn't get a partner. Lonely, maybe. Some didn't even have a home. So what do you do? Well, I listen to Radio Krishna, all these Hare Krishnas, they say, we are welcome. You come to the Sunday feast. It's for free food. And then that way it goes. And after a while, all right, I'll move into the ashram. And you live there. Or some, you know, curious about the questions of life, going to the Sunday feast regularly, and then, I join, or maybe you go through the early teens crisis, what am I going to do with my life? And yep, here you have the answers, there are lectures, there are books, and these devotees, they sound very convinced and seem to know what they're talking about. So yeah, I buy this. The food is good. I surrender, and then you move in and you serve as you are being told to serve, working, washing the pots and cleaning the floors and cutting the vegetables and maybe go out collecting. And this is basically how it went for all of us. And then some read the books carefully, gradually becoming convinced. And so and I think it's fair to say that thus, you know, this Hare Krishna movement consisted of, and maybe still does, I'm not sure, of that mix, some they do their service, they do their duty, they do all these things you're supposed to do in order to be a good devotee, to be okay. And if I don't know all this today, then I'm good. I did my duty, I did my sadhana and my service. I follow the principles, and good night. New day tomorrow, same thing. I go on like this until I leave this world, and then yeah, and see what happens. Maybe I'll go back to Godhead. So, to many of us, that was kind of what it was all about. And yes, there are some lectures. Being given, you need to listen to those. And then it's prasadam. I mean, there were all kinds of in between versions of this, of course. But I think the reason Prabhupada mentioned that temples, ashrams and so on attract neophytes, and I could sense a slight, how to say, not frustration, but whatever it's called. Concern that all of those disciples he had attracted to join. Were rather neophyte. And just before he left this world, he spoke to his friend Narayan Maharaj, his godbrother, disciple of his godbrother, and told him, in confidence you could say, in Bengali, take care of these, my disciples, they are like animals. He actually used that word. Because now he was about to leave and he just needed to be very, very real about it all and honest, straight. And he was concerned, you know, how are they going to continue this movement? They need someone like you to guide them and advise them and so on. Which of course didn't work out, because those disciples were now wiser than him, that Narayan Maharaj. They knew it all, because Prabhupada knew it all and they were his disciples. So, and this that I'm speaking now is also spoken by someone who is, you could say, in old age. I mean, I'm 70, and therefore find it necessary, really, to just get it all straight here. Let's be honest, let's just look at the situation and how it came about and why it is the way it is now. And both for us individually to understand a bit more ourselves for real in the relationship, this relationship to this Bhakti or Vaishnava life. Maybe we are beginners, pretty much, even though having been around for half a lifetime or more. You know, these are short lifetimes in this age. But also, we need to learn to see the real thing, because yes, you can go like that for a while. Food is good and this is good, pious activities. I do that, I believe in this movement, believing Prabhupada, so I just follow what I'm being told here and then. Don't criticize, don't question, you know, don't think too much about it, just do it. And then I'm good. But this is like the Shraddha stage, the initial faith, you know. You believe, you're a believer. And it's really the characteristic of a Kanishta, which means neophyte. So, again, what Prabhupada over and over again emphasized was that read these books. It's about this knowledge that is given here, not just some ritualistic religion. Do this, that, principles, programs. It's transcendental knowledge, which means vijnana, realized knowledge about ourselves and God and our relationship to God and our acting and living in that relationship. It goes much, much deeper than external practices or memberships of religious institutions and all of that. But when there is not knowledge, then it tends to become like that. Religious institution, another religion, another church, who says they have the only true way. But Prabhupada didn't push that line. He wanted us to actually become Madhyama and Uttama Adhikaris, meaning to have real knowledge, realization and conviction, which doesn't then just manifest in statements of being very convinced, but in the way we live and act and so on.